Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio broadcast, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today, we're going to talk about our covenant of victory. You and I have a covenant of victory. In Exodus chapter 17, in verse 11, here's where it says, "It came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let it down, Amalek prevailed. So Aaron and Hur held Moses' hands up, and as they did so, Joshua discomfited the Amalekites." And after this, in verse 15, Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Nissi means our banner of victory. Here we see the compound covenant name Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner of victory, showing the fact that He will give us the victory. It is part of the covenant promises that we have in the Lord. God wants you to know that you now have a covenant of victory also in the New Testament under the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I are called to victory. We are to subdue and conquer our enemies underfoot. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, it speaks of where God blessed them, and He said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, replenish or fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Man was given authority, and he had the responsibility to subdue and have dominion in the earth. Of course, after the fall, man transferred that into the hands of Satan, the adversary. But Jesus came and redeemed us and got back that authority. And in John 16, verse 33, He says this, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in Me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer," or that means of good courage, "I have overcome the world." When He speaks of "I have overcome the world," the word for overcome is nikao, which means to subdue and conquer. And this particular word, overcome, is in the perfect tense, which means that it is a completed action which has effects in the present time. Thus, Jesus conquered and overcame and subdued the enemy, and you and I can do the very same thing. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, the Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Well, the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to carry out the preaching of the gospel and to do the mighty works of God, to enter into all the promises of the covenant of victory that we have. Here it speaks of healing and deliverance and restoration and being set free from bondages of the enemy, and also to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord was the year of Jubilee, when all the inhabitants would go free. This would happen every 50 years during the Old Testament period. In Leviticus chapter 25, in verse 8 and following, it speaks of the seven Sabbaths of years, seven times 7 years, which would be 49 years. Then in verse 9 it says, "Thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Day of Atonement. You shall make a trumpet sound throughout all your land, and they'd proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee unto thee, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family." This is the time when all came to liberty. They returned of their possessions and went back to their family, and that was every 50 years in the Old Testament era. But now, Jesus is our Jubilee, because He said, "This day is this fulfilled in your ears," indicating that Jesus was the fulfillment of the Jubilee. Therefore, Jesus is our liberty. Now we can all come into possessing all of our possessions and come out of all areas of bondage and be restored in all areas. It's not a 50-year thing now. It is now ours in Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." All the blessings of God are already ours. When it says, "hath blessed," that means that they're already ours. And notice it says, "with all spiritual blessings." The blessings of God are spiritual blessings that will manifest in the physical, natural, material realm. That's why we have to operate in the Spirit according to the Word of God and also use our spiritual authority against the enemy. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." That shows you that now we've been returned to the place of liberty in Jesus Christ. All the promises are ours, and we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have a covenant of victory, and we can enter into all the promises that God's given unto us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, it says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" When is God for us? When we are born again in right relationship with Him, and when we are walking in right fellowship with Him, doing what is right, so we are righteous before Him. And if God be for us because we're right with Him, who can be against us? The who speaks of a person. And who is our enemy? It is the devil. So you and I can rise up and enter into the covenant of victory because God is for us and no enemy will be able to stand against us. Now in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Who's your adversary? It's the devil. How does he operate? As a roaring lion. What does a roaring lion do? He roars loud in order to cause his prey to run out in fear so he can pounce upon them. What does the devil try to do to you? He tries to get you into fear, or a form of it, such as doubt or discouragement or wavering or wondering or drawing back from doing the things that God wants you to do. It goes on to say the devil walks about seeking whom he may devour. That means the devil's at work trying to devour you in your life. How is he able to work? He can only work if we give place to him. Ephesians 4:27 says, "Neither give place to the devil." Place means a place of residence. How do we give place to the devil? When we sin. Have we all sinned? Sure, Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Therefore, we've all given place to the devil. That means we've allowed the enemy to come in and affect our life through the evil spirits that come through the area of sin. In fact, we're all affected even by the sins and iniquities of our forefathers. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 18, the Bible says this, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." That means you're affected by the sins and iniquities of your father and mother, of your grandparents, of your great-grandparents, all the things that the devil's able to do through the area of sin that affect you physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, socially, from the inheritance line, are the result of inherited generational iniquity curses. In Lamentations chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible says, "Our fathers have sinned and are not," meaning they've passed away, "and we have borne their iniquities." So this tells you why we are affected with adverse things from the enemy, from the inherited generational curses, also from our sins before we were born again or after we were born again. And these spirits come in from the enemy and cause these problems physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, socially, and relationships in all areas of life. Remember, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he looks for opportunities to get into your life. That's why he walks about seeking whom he may devour. But praise God, we have a covenant of victory. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Who are the ones that overcome the world? It is those who are born of God. If you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you've been born again, you are now in that position where you can overcome the world. And it goes on and says, "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." These particular words, "overcometh" here, are the word nikao, and it's in the present tense, denoting continuous, repeated action. That means that those that are born of God are to continually be conquering and subduing the enemy underfoot. And since we have this covenant of victory, how are we going to get the victory to overcome the world? It is through our faith. It is important that you understand that you have faith that will enable you to experientially enter into the covenant of victory. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, it says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, in the physical body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You live by what? The faith of the Son of God. That's the faith of Jesus Christ. Where did I get the faith of Jesus Christ? I got it the day that I got born again because I got the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It is a spirit of faith now that you live by, whereby you enter into the covenant of victory as you overcome and conquer and subdue the enemy underfoot. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, it says this, "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." You have a general spirit of faith whereby you're going to enter into this covenant of victory. It operates through you believing God's word in your heart and speaking it forth through your mouth. It's important that you work your faith if you're going to enter into the victory. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 11 says, "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power." You're going to work your faith with the power of God being released because of the power of God resident in you through the Word. And as you work your faith, releasing the power of God, you are going to enter into victory. You see, we're to live by the power of God. In 2 Corinthians 13:4, it says, "For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you." That means, just as Jesus lived by the power of God, you and I are also to live by the power of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." The word overcome again is nikao, which means to conquer and subdue. And the testimony here is that they have overcome and conquered and subdued the enemy underfoot. This verb overcome is in the perfect tense. Now, the perfect tense expresses things that are already completed and have a lasting effect in the present time. That means that they already had conquered the enemy and it was continuing at the present time. That points out to us that you and I can conquer the enemy and see him be put underfoot, that we will come to the place of continually abiding in the victory that has been given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, "You're of God, little children, and have subdued them." And how did that happen? "Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." You see, the Lord in you is greater than the devil, and you can subdue the enemy underfoot because of him on the inside of you. He's the one that's going to do the work through you, but he needs your cooperation as you work your faith and act upon the word of God to enter into the covenant of victory that belongs to you in Christ. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, fears, learning disabilities, as well as trauma from physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, rejected in life, addictive compulsive problems such as alcohol, drugs, nicotine, and gluttony, and breaking inherited generational curses. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.